On that particular item, I do not have much problem with. I just thought it would be better if it's defined in a clearer terms, because it also affects parties which have representation. And since we have a more of a presidential system rather than a parliamentary system, there's a bit of a contradiction in that we're trying to operate a partly Westminster system and a partly presidential system. So you have a disjointed issue of leadership in the House and outside the House. So the Uganda system is not defined like maybe the U.S. system, where you have leader of the minority and whatever. It's because America is more of a two-party system. We have more than, at this moment, I think we have 7 parties in Parliament. So Westminster will help, but now how do you get those positions? How do you deal with those particular aspects? So I thought that on the issue of leadership of parties with representation, they need to define and put a threshold where that one can now include leaders who have contested and have come up with something. But the one which I rejected in its total was the aspect of the whole opposition electing the leader of opposition.
Why are you opposed to,
on the basis of,
why are you opposed to opposition people in parliament electing their leaders and the chief whip? Why are you opposed to it?
The reason is we are different parties with a different ideological position and different policy platforms. So, for example, in this parliament now, I don't share the same policy platform with NUP, who are the leaders of opposition and have the opposition chief whip. So, what policies would I be trying to push for them? I have my own policy as UPC. I also have my own leadership in the parliament. So we have party whips who handle our affairs. I think that one needs to be kept somewhat as it is, but maybe with more clear definition on the roles and the functions.
But the suggestion is that the status quo does not work. And since the biggest opposition party chooses the leader of the opposition, it basically downplays the importance and the significance of other opposition parties in the legislature. Your thoughts?
Yeah, but you see, I cannot pretend that I have the same policies as another party. I have distinct policies of Uganda People's Congress, which is a center-left party. Now, if most of the other parties, even in opposition, are center-right. So at what point do our policies rhyme, and how do we push forward those policies? I believe, honestly, when we go into an election, we go with our policies. When the electorate have decided on those policies, those are what we work around and what we work for. So we cannot come out of an election and then we now start giving a new mandate to another political party on how to handle particular issues. I think that is more of an internal issue which we need to sort out before we go into elections.
When you met parliamentarian Mr. Lumu to discuss his proposal, what was the overall outcome from your perspective?
No, we listened to his proposal. We reacted to some of the issues which he raised. And we're going to study his proposal in more detail, and we're going to write back and give our full position on that one. But on the issue of election of leader of opposition by all opposition parties, I didn't think it would be appropriate. And also the issue of opposition chief whip. In our rules, the opposition chief whip is defined as the whip for the party, the opposition party with the highest number of members of parliament. And the rules do not give authority to opposition chief whip to be overlord over the other party whips who deal with their own party questions. So I thought that one may be something which can be strengthened. But the rules as it is now, opposition chief whip is, in this particular case, is the whip for the National Unity Platform. We do have an whip for the Uganda People's Congress, there's a whip for the Democratic Party, there's a whip for the Forum for Democratic Change. And each one deals with their particular members, the needs of the members, getting the members to participate. So we should not muddle the lines, because each party has their own leadership and they have their channels which they can follow to be able to participate in parliamentary activities.
Overall, do you think the opposition in parliament has been effective in acting as a check of the administration?
We have been raising issues, but of course we need more, and the numbers are not favoring as it is now. So there's a lot more we need to do, and to be able to have a more substantive debate, there are ways maybe the rules can be strengthened such that we can have a better platform to deal with some of these issues.